Portsmouth City Clerk Sherry Gard decided that the petitions were insufficient for several reasons. Two primary reasons. One is that they weren't submitted properly, and the petition organizers are claiming that they're being picked on by the city, but the problem is the law is the law, Kyle, and she has to follow it. I mean, she'd be in trouble for not following it, more so than being accused of picking on these folks. The other thing is that it was learned during a hearing and some other testimony that people who signed affidavits saying they witnessed 100% of the signatures, in fact, admitted that they didn't witness 100% of the signatures. You know, if the city was really going to pick on these folks, I mean, some folks perjured themselves. Last time I checked, an affidavit was somewhat – the courts took those kind of things serious. The organizers didn't help themselves, and so there will be no vote. Even though they turned in about 4,600-something signatures, it didn't follow the process. And so there'll be no election, and this will kick in, although – they have 30 days to file a lawsuit.
That's what I was going to say. As far as the city's concerned, this is a done deal, but there is that 30-day window to file a suit. Do you think that will happen?
I think it will. They've threatened and but and again, I'm not an attorney, and I don't have a dog in the fight, as they say, but just looking at the law, looking at the past case law, looking at this watching this process, it would be hard for me to see a judge accepting it, to counter what the city clerk has said. Because, again, like I said, when you have people who signed affidavits then come back and say, okay, well, you know, I didn't really see all of them, that's a bad deal.
Even if there is a lawsuit inside that 30-day window, still the tax goes on the books on June 1st, regardless, right?
If the suit asks, there could be several things happen. One of the things that happen is that the lawsuit could seek an injunction, and that would require, and there's some legal term for it. I'm sure your attorneys right now are screaming at the radio trying to tell me what that term is. But it basically says we have a June 1st date. We have a reason to rule quickly, and so we either need to seek an injunction to stop collection. Okay. And I'm sure I've messed something up on that legally, but that's the thinking behind what may come in this lawsuit.
New jobless numbers released on Wednesday for the Fort Smith region.
Right. Well, for all metro areas
right.
in the state. And finally, they're moving in the right direction. For example, you mentioned Fort Smith. We moved from 9.1% in February down to 8.4% in March. That's still high. Unfortunately, there are still 11,300 and something unemployed in the area, which is 40 to 50% higher than just a couple of years ago. It's not great, but at least it's moving in the right direction. And almost all, if not all, metro areas in Arkansas did move down. The rate declined in March. So the Arkansas metro areas have lagged, which they typically do. It takes us several months. When the national economy goes down, it takes us several months to go down with it. And when it comes back up, it takes us several months to come back up with it. So maybe that's what we're seeing here.
Golden Living, which announced early spring that it was kind of assembling or moving its administrative offices to headquarters in Fort Smith, we knew that would be worth a couple hundred jobs. Turns out it might be worth even more than that?
Correct. Gregory Hamilton, he's a senior research economist at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. He runs, and it's a common software program, and it's a modeling software that helps reporters, that helps state economic development officials get a feel for what, you know, those 200 jobs that Golden Living is bringing new to this economy, what's the indirect, what impact will it have on the overall economy? So he runs the software, and it shows that those 200 jobs will generate at least 58 more jobs in the region and add close to about 1.5 million into the overall labor income for the area. So, you know, based on just the jobless numbers we just talked about, that impact can't get here soon enough for some people, I'm sure.
And finally, you had a story on thecitywire.com about work that's going on at the National Cemetery in Fort Smith, headstones being realigned and resecured.
You know, it's one of those good, heartwarming pieces. They're going to spend about $2.1 million. Obviously, over time, as here at the Portsmouth National Cemetery, where they're a little over, they're close to 12,000 headstones, 12,000 headstones. Obviously, over time, those are going to shift. The ground moves, water, weather, all of that. And so the National Cemetery System are going around and they're trying to set these. And they're taking these headstones and instead of just being set in the ground, they're setting them inside of a concrete base. They're realigning them so that they have that straight look that we're all accustomed to seeing in the photos and just, you know, how magnificently they're lined up. But that's going on at the National Cemetery here in Fort Smith. It's been delayed a week or two because of this interesting weather we've had. But it's a great story to check out if you're interested in how that process works and why they're doing it. The lady whose company's doing it here in Fort Smith, she has a good personal connection to the work. So it's like I said, good heartwarming story.